The agencies say that falling temperatures expected over the next few days are adding to their concerns for refugees and migrants in Europe, and that children and others with specific needs are particularly at risk. Adrian Edwards, spokesperson for UNHCR, says the latest restrictions on movement are making the situation much worse.
These measures by states are creating tension at border crossings and a domino effect, leaving in total limbo some refugees and migrants stranded at different border points. UNHCR and IOM have been working with governments to increase reception capacity in the affected countries and install protection against winter conditions.
UNICEF says that there are more than 200,000 child refugees in Europe at the moment. Sarah Crow, the agency's spokesperson, says that right now children are particularly vulnerable.
It is Universal Children's Day, and of course, we know today in Europe, refugee and migrant children are really amongst the worst off. Temperatures are going to plummet over the next few days, and of course this adds to their vulnerability. Especially small babies, children with disabilities, all are under heightened risk.
The agency is supporting child-friendly spaces in reception centres at border crossings along the Balkan routes, mobilising for winter and working with governments to strengthen child protection systems for all children, including refugee and migrant children. Jointly, UNHCR, UNICEF and IOM say that they are concerned by a shortage of places to accommodate people along the route, should the current restrictions slow down movement and result in overcrowding. They are providing blankets, winter clothing and other key items to cover basic needs. The agencies say that there is an urgent need to increase reception capacity at the points of entry, to provide decent and effective accommodation, to comply with child protection standards, and to provide assistance, registration and screening of the thousands of people who are arriving in the region every day. Nikki Chadwick, United Nations, Geneva.